The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Good morning, and how are things today, the 28th of May, Tuesday? It's going to be another great day, mid-70s or so for the high, and just a few clouds in the afternoon, that's about it, and maybe a little bit of wetness by Thursday night, even just a slight chance of a shower. It's just going to be a pretty mild and dry for the next few days. Got to love that. How was your Memorial Day weekend? I had Butch who wrote me, Butch from Gold Hill, who wrote me on Sunday, on Memorial Day. And I shared back with him about Memorial Day. And I don't know if you ended up going to any of the Memorial Day ceremonies here in Southern Oregon. And he was telling me how he just could not celebrate Memorial Day. They just didn't want to commemorate in any way, and no doubt it's because that he ended up being friends with many fallen soldiers over the years, and many of them had left us. And something that I know it's not the biggest question of the day, how should you refer to Memorial Day? You know how people will say Happy Independence Day or Happy 4th of July, but you can't really say Happy Memorial Day, can you? But yet I see it done all the time, don't you? Yeah, they'll put out Memorial Day, and it Happy Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is not a, well, it's not a happy occasion. It's a solemn occasion. But, I mean, it's a serious question. You know, how do you do? Have a solemn Memorial Day. Well, make sure and mark Memorial Day and consider Memorial Day and what it really means. And I never really thought much about that until, you know, Butch, who, of course, a veteran, you know, wrote me, and it says that I don't do anything to celebrate that one way or the other. I just don't. Nothing to celebrate about. And yet, you know, you'll look at, you know, you see the mattress ads, you know, the mattress ads and everything else. You know, it's like on the weekend, Memorial Day is another excuse to go out and shop. How would you refer to it? What would be a good way of referring to Memorial Day? You can't say Happy Memorial Day, or else you probably shouldn't be saying Happy Memorial Day. Unless you reference Happy Memorial Day along the lines of, well, you know, you helped keep us safe. You ended up dying in the wars and helped that, you know, or the people, you know, the people who ended up dying, the soldiers, the military dead. I've noticed that we finally got over the veteran thing, in which every holiday, every national holiday, ends up being something like, well, make sure and remember the veterans. No, veterans have their own day, Veterans Day. That's it. Memorial Day is strictly for war dead. And you think about people that died in that. But anyway, it was one question running through my mind. Butch's email really got me thinking about that. 770-563-3770-KMED. By the way, my email is bill@billmyershow.com. And thank you very much, Butch, for writing. Appreciate that. All right, coming up this morning, we're going to talk with Mark Seligman. Mark Seligman actually won an election in Joe County, and I think we'll have a great conversation. And he's running against Dwayne Junker in House District 3. And so, you know, of course, Dwayne very much is willing to push back against his party when his party is wrong. And the funny thing is that so is Mark. So Mark is very much, he's an iconoclastic sort of a Democrat, or maybe a Democrat without a home. But anyway, we'll kick it around with him a little bit. And of course, people will be upset and everything else. And so that's it. We'll also check in with Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschiger with our normal Tuesday conversation, too. And then Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts will be popping by in studio before this morning's meetings. And it has to do about these jet boat meetings, these public meetings, these get-togethers, and the comment on the river. We're going to be talking about some stuff which is going to be going on tomorrow that you will need to know about. All right? All right. 14 minutes after 6. Hunter Biden's trial starts this week. I imagine this is a big national story right now. I don't know if this made a lot of news, though. President Joe Biden recently made a surprise nighttime visit to the Delaware home of his daughter-in-law, Hallie Biden, in a surprising development to come just before Hallie is set to testify in Hunter Biden's federal trial for alleged gun crimes. It was revealed that President Biden visited Hallie on Sunday night. Hallie currently expected to be one of the key witnesses at the upcoming gun trial. She and Hunter dated at the time of the alleged offenses and is just one of several witnesses anticipated to take the stand. According to the New York Post, President Biden's visit occurred around 8 o'clock at Hallie's residence on Sunday night, just 8 days before Hunter's trial is due to commence on June 3rd. Betty from Grants Pass ended up writing me about that and said, what do you think, Bill? Should we be watching Hallie Biden's bank account? Oh, Betty, so cynical. Are you implying that there might be a little bit of an exchange that the president could be engaging in witness tampering? You wouldn't think that Joe Biden, the finest president of all time, would ever be engaging in witness tampering. Unless it's just kind of like, well, of course, you know, it could be one of those mafia things like, hey, Hallie, just wanted you to know, we know where you live, okay? Capiche? Leave the gun, take the cannoli. It's quarter after six. Wall Street Journal this morning reporting that bullish investors are piling into stock and bond funds. Investors finally putting their money where their mouth is. U.S.-based mutual and exchange-traded funds have drawn a net $172 billion of inflows so far this year. Big turnaround after they bled assets over the last couple of years. The flow marks a break from the risk aversion that investors had shown for much of the past 2 years in an embrace of the narrative that a strong U.S. economy will support financial markets. You know, it's so difficult to trust institutions these days when you read stories like that. Don't you kind of wonder if these are like the signs of tops when you hear about the regular Joe Schmo everyday investors are piling in? You have to wonder what the smart money is doing. And that's what I'd really like to know. What is the smart money doing? Because remember, Matt from Grants Pass, you know, the stock guy, the former stockbroker, when he was talking about it, he says that that we little people, when we pile in or out of the market, we provide the liquidity for the big boys to get in or get out. I thought that was such an interesting statement of his. And Jerry the Bull, one of our listeners, ended up mentioning that too. That we little guys, you start wondering if that ends up being the sign of a top when the Wall Street Journal is saying, hey, look, mom and pop investors, they're all piling in. Meanwhile, the big money, the smart money, the ones that trade with those supercomputers that are located just a few feet away from the stock exchanges, they're saying, woohoo, all right, great, we're able to get out in time. I don't know, but you have to wonder sometime, don't you? It's 18 minutes after 6. Join the conversation at 770-5633. What's on your mind post-Memorial Day? Today, we start the closing arguments in the Trump trial. We'll see where that ends up going. Certainly keep an eye on that. And some interesting stories coming up here, including the ex-CDC director, what he had to say about COVID-19 vaccines. And Epoch Times has been doing a heck of a lot of reporting on this as of late, and it's worthy of checking out. I'll share some of that on the way on the Bill Myers Show.
Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
20 minutes after 6, 770-5633. It is open phones for the first hour. Just noodle around with the news. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook or not. By the way, that's facebook.com/Bill Myers Show. But I ended up putting up some posts over the weekend. Most of my Memorial Day weekend, the long weekend, was taken with getting the final touches and putting the Vanagon back together. The Vanagon has been apart, sitting in my driveway, staring at me, laughing at me as I'm walking by. It's like, huh, you thought you were just going to refix, you were going to rebuild the heater box and get me right back on the road. Ha, 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 look at you. And truly, I swear the Vanagon was laughing at me as I go by. It sat there for months going into the winter. It got cold, and then I just kind of lost my urge to want to work on it, right? So it just sat there, and it sat there. And then the longer it sat there, it was looking there just forlorn and lonely. And so I had to get the camper working. So over the weekend, I finally finished it up, and I shared the pictures of what it looked like, and that's why it was so daunting. When you take the dash out and you have everything all disconnected, it just looks like an explosion of chaos with all the wires just everywhere. It just looks like it's all filleted open. And so it was just a really, really tough situation. And Linda came by and took a look at that and just absolutely just lost it. She said, I don't think this looks really good at all, because the steering wheel was out and it was a really, really rough situation. So needless to say, she had confidence in me. Linda had confidence in me, and we just went on and did a great situation, got it back together, started it up yesterday, took it for a drive, a shakedown crew, went over and took some groceries over to my mother, stopped in there, came back. Everything's working fine. It works great, except for the turn signals. So I'll have to troubleshoot those, and things will be fine. All right. So there we are, back on the road. 22 minutes after 6. Let's jump on to the phones here right now. Tom, you wanted to talk about an amazing story in the Rogue Valley Times today. How you doing, sir?
Well, two things. One, I wanted to say your commentary about Memorial Day. Memorial Day brings up sadness, but not in the usual way that you think of the fallen.
Yeah, let me catch this up, though, if people didn't hear me when I first came on, Tom. Butch had written me, and he was upset because Memorial Day, he wasn't celebrating Memorial Day. Obviously, he'd lost a lot of brothers in arms over the years, and there's nothing about it that he saw was right. But everybody says Happy Memorial Day, or a lot of people do. They say it in the ads and such. And so, and it's not sad. You're right, it's not sad, but it's not happy either, is it, or is it not? What do you think?
Well, I think of the people who have sacrificed their very lives for this country. And right now, I feel like our country has fallen despite their sacrifice, because the fat and happy banksters and politicians and so forth have thrown the borders wide open, and they're inflating the money supply and causing everyone to go into homelessness and poverty and bullcrap. And I feel like it's sad that these people sacrifice their lives, the ultimate, and then we have these fat and sassy politicians just trashing the country, and the country is on the edge. We may not survive as a country very much longer.
So, in other words, a veteran right now at this point, and you think about your brothers in arms like Butch from Gold Hill is thinking about, you see what the so-called elected leadership is doing with that amazing power as they destroy yeah. What's left of what they fought for, essentially.
Yeah, they basically, the Constitution is trashed. and there's not very much of America left after they did all they could to preserve this country and its values and so forth, the values of freedom and so forth. And now it doesn't. It's on its last legs. And people.
Do you think we can survive it though? Do you think we can survive it? And I'm going to preface this with an amazing story that was in Town Hall over the weekend. And did you see how Senator Chuck Schumer admitted the ultimate goal of Democrats is to grant citizenship to every illegal alien in the United States, every single one of them? Did you see that?
That highlights exactly the point that I'm making. The other thing that highlights the point that I'm making about the country going to hell in a handbasket is SOCAN. They're coming up with this BS of an environmental rights amendment to the Oregon Constitution, and I read that and I followed the links and so forth. Said, what the hell is all this about? The nearest I could get to it from what vagueness they had was it looks like they're opening up the gateways to be able to sue anybody for any economic activity whatsoever. You know, everything is risk benefit or cost benefit. If you put in a garden, you know, you got to deprive the deer of a little bit of ground cover and so forth. If you build a house, you got to cut down a few trees and so forth. So it looks like SOCAN is getting things set. This is my best guess at this point. It's getting set to open up the floodgates to suing anybody and anything for economic activity.
Anytime you would do something such as putting environmental rights in the Oregon Constitution, well, you also have to remember, though, that what is the price of liberty? What is the price of liberty, Tom? Again, you recall
that? Well,
they
often talk eternal visions, but I say it's eternal vigilance plus action.
Well, I would agree with you, but eternal vigilance is what happens. What did we do here with the and frankly, the SOCAN types of people were also the same ones that were pushing the charter changes in Jackson and Josephine County.
Right, exactly.
The same types of individuals. And believe me, they are really teed off right now and licking their wounds. So they're looking for, to find another reason to exist, I suppose. So we always have to be on the watch out for every interruption, every intrusion that goes on, and also ready to act on it as we acted against the charter changes, though. So even though we have Alan Jurnet and his merry band of environmental destructionists, and economic destructionists, I think is what they're, ultimately trying to do there.
Correct.
Even though this is what they want, to put environmental rights in the Oregon Constitution, just like the charter changes from the same type of people in both our counties, doesn't mean they get it, but it does require eternal vigilance and action on our part, okay?
Yeah, the whole thing is like, that expression of putting lipstick on a pig. Mm-hmm. That's exactly, they make everything just like the charter changes. They make it look sound so warm and fuzzy and wonderful and so forth. And you go into the details and you find out it's hell on wheels. That's what we're dealing with. This, I don't know if they're such a dolt as to believe in all this climate crisis BS. Well, then you know that what they're pushing here is another big shovel load, wheelbarrow load of more BS.
Yeah, indeed. I appreciate the call as always, and thank you very much, Tom. 770-563-3770-KMED. Let me talk with line two. It's open phones for the first hour. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Miner Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
I just want to say is to all that lost a loved one, mm-hmm, that died in all our wars, we owe them our solemn to say, I'm sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm. How would you refer to Memorial Day, though? Because you can't say Happy Memorial Day, and Solemn Memorial Day doesn't really sound, which is really what it should be. You know, you think about the about it with a solemn thing. What would be the best term to put with it? Do you know? Any idea?
I'm sorry for your loss.
No, but that's not a catchphrase or a catchphrase. You know, like when you say Happy Memorial Day, like people are doing, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I would say that Flanders Field, the poem.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that poem.
It's after World War I, a doctor wrote a poem, Flanders Field, You should be able to Google it.
Okay.
And find the exact wording.
All right. Very good. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Dave. It is 6:30. Let me go to line three. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Morning, Bill. Bob Sand in Medford.
Bob, welcome back. How you doing? Good weekend for you?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm fine. Doing fine.
Great. Best word for Memorial Day, in my opinion, is have a reverent Memorial Day.
Ah, there you go. I like that. Have a reverent Memorial Day. In other words, you think about it, you think about the day with reverence, because it really is one of the few holidays that we celebrate, so to speak, but it's a celebration of loss in a way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, reverent is, you look it up in the dictionary, I think it's the best word we can use.
I like that.
Did you go to Eagle Point National Cemetery?
No, I did not go to that.
Yeah.
I did not go to that.
Yeah.
We're actually going to go and visit Linda's parents' grave sometime this week. We're going to make a journey out there this Memorial Day week, okay?
Yeah, my dad is buried off of Point Loma at Fort Rosecrans. And in the past, I've gone to Eagle Point on Memorial Day, and I'd walk the line, and I might bust up here a little bit. So
I get it.
I'd walk the line, and I would find a grave marker of a Marine who served, and I'd just say hi to my dad.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So if I couldn't get down to San Diego, I could at least get to Eagle Point. But this year, I didn't want to hear speeches from politicians. You know,
I think Senator Wyden was there, was he not, if I recall?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah.
But I did not want the ceremony. I wanted the reverence. So I stayed home, and I watered my garden. And for me, watering the garden is pretty therapeutic. Between that and walking my dog, I don't need to go to a psychiatrist.
Yeah. Do you agree with Dave when he talks about having a reverent? No, you're the one who said that, right? You're the one. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's you. I'm mixing up even who's suggesting what's going on here. It was a light night of sleep for me last night, Bob. So pardon me. I'm going to continue to stuff a little more coffee in me this morning. I'll get with it, okay?
Yeah. Been there, done that as well, Bill.
Okay. So I, just like you, are also waking up and a little fuzzy-headed, so we're all doing this together. You take care. Thank you, Dave.
Right.
All right, we'll see.
Forgiveness if you have a Freudian slip.
All right, Bob. You take care, all right?
You too, Bill. Take care.
6:32 at KMED and KCMD. We'll catch the latest from Town Hall News here in just a moment. More of your calls coming up. And we'll go through some of the political news, too. There's an interesting story on Christine Drazen after she beat James Hebe last week and getting back her seat. And that'll be all coming up. News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The next step in former President Trump's New York criminal trial comes today with the start of closing arguments. Mr. Trump arrived at court a short time ago, flanked by family members there to hear the closing arguments from the attorneys, and the defense will go first. A tragic mistake. That's how Israel's prime minister described Sunday Israeli airstrike on the Gaza city of Rafah. It set fire to a tent camp for displaced Palestinians. Palestinian officials say at least 45 people were killed. Three European nations are formally recognizing an independent Palestinian state. Ireland, Norway, and Spain taking that step today. Israel condemns the move as a reward for the terrorists. The death toll is 23 following powerful weekend storms that swept across parts of four states in the country's midsection. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to lock and load for the summer? Look no further than Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. This May, they are bringing you an explosive deal. Purchase any handgun and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. That's right, purchase any handgun in the month of May and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit Good Guys Guns today. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue, Medford. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns.
Don't give wildfire a path to your door. Prepare your home and yard before fire strikes. Clean your roof and gutters of leaves and debris. Limb up trees. Space those plants. Cut your lawn short. And if possible, keep it green. It's called defensible space, and it works. Go to keeporegongreen.org to learn more.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
6:36, it's open phones and stories for the first hour. Then we'll talk with Mark Seligman about his House District 3 race against Dwayne Junker. Could be interesting. A little conversation there, I'm sure. Always enjoy kicking it around with Mark. Sparring, I guess, is a good way of putting it. Not so crazy, Gene. How are you? How was your Memorial Day weekend, and how are things today, huh? What's on your mind?
Completely uneventful.
Uneventful. Well, I guess that's good. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't die, but there's always next week, and we can all hope for it.
Okay. I don't know if I quite grasp where you're headed, but okay, continue, please. All right?
Yeah. But I was just calling saying people are still confused, and it must be religion that led them that way, that the body is not the person. We do go on after the body dies, and everybody run into the grave site to wish something that actually was a non-event. Good luck. I mean, that body is gone. That vehicle is no longer being driven. You have a new one.
Well, I mean, I'll concede your point there, but the point of Memorial Day, and even when we talk about a gravesite, isn't it really about just a point of focus, right? It's a point of focus, and we're all alive, even in spirit with everybody here, as long as we still think about and remember. Isn't there some value in that?
Yeah, we're remembering something, of an event that will never transpire again. It's the one-time deal, and you will have new friends and a new life, so you're wishing your old life good luck.
Oh, okay. So do you think, then, that Memorial Day is not worthy, or that is not, we shouldn't be worried about remembering or memorializing something and people's sacrifice in that, whether...
I just think we dwell on it too much. It's like a cell phone. My God, I left my cell phone at home. What am I going to do now?
Huh. Okay. I don't know if I'm quite with you on this one, Gene. That's all right. That's all right. It's all right. You're willing. You're okay. Go ahead and poke the bear if you want, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll be ready to run, afterwards.
All right. Very good. There'll be a quiz afterwards. 770-5633-770-KMED. Let's see. So we have Southern Oregon Climate Action Now has joined a coalition that seeks to add an environmental rights amendment to the state constitution through a vote of the people. Tom brought that up. We were discussing this here a few minutes ago. And Alan Journay, co-facilitator of SOCAN, says many people haven't heard of this idea and don't understand why it's necessary. Jornet said government has a responsibility to manage natural resources such as air and water for current and future generations in a public trust doctrine. Mel Martin of the Oregon Coalition, by the way, this is in the Rogue Valley Times. Mel Martin of the Oregon Coalition for an Environmental Rights Amendment Strategy Committee will talk about the effort and explain the need for action in a public meeting 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Medford Library. So if you wanted to find out more about it, you can certainly pop in there. He says, we're forming the coalition, Pete Fargo, spokesperson for OSERA, says. We are reaching out to interested partners across the state. We are just getting started. You know, the one thing you have to hand it to leftists like the Jornets and the SoCan people is that they never sleep. They just had their butts kicked in many ways politically over the last few days here in the election situation here in Southwest Oregon. But yet they're continuing to reorganize, keep going, coming at things from a different direction. Yeah, Alan Jornet says, many people haven't heard of this idea and don't understand why it's necessary. Why is it necessary? Because when it really comes right down to it, they haven't been able to get their way through actual legislation. We've been faked out here through executive orders from former governors. A lot of what our so-called climate action is being done right now, the damage is being done to us through climate-friendly, equitable communities, et cetera, those are not, it's not even legislation. It's, you know, through executive orders. And a lot of people don't realize that. And I don't know what we do about this, you know, executive orders having the, you know, the effect of legislative action or something like that. But I'll tell you, they're working to actually get this codified into law so that way people could sue over everything involving, well, you're not going fast enough to electrify this and that and the other. This is a sign, though, that they're not getting everything they want. And God love them. They certainly will never stop. But once again, like I'd mentioned to Tom, eternal vigilance is what we need to do, how we need to respond to this, all right? 642, speaking of the gangreners causing trouble, I guess Buttigieg was on Face the Nation last night or yesterday morning. No, it was Sunday morning, actually. I'm thinking like yesterday was Sunday, but yeah, it was on Sunday. And the host asked him, okay, you were given $7.5 billion to come up with all these car chargers, and how many have been built? And there was like 8 built. But that's okay. Pete will keep his gig. But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, according to the New York Post, now blaming climate change for an increase in severe turbulence on commercial airline flights, while citing estimates that it has shot up by double digits over recent decades. Buttigieg contends that top officials will need to reevaluate protocols for handling those severe weather events. In other words, we need more laws to change the weather, I'm sure, is what Buttigieg is all about. And if he can't build chargers, 8 chargers, but he'll have them all. They'll have all 1,000 of them or whatever it is, or how many thousands of those chargers he was supposed to do. He'll have them by 2030 or 2035, I think is the deal. They'll make it work just fine. And he'll probably change the weather by that time also. It is open phones this hour. Hi, good morning. KMED, KCMD, who's this?
This is Gene.
Hey, Gene, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. What's on your mind this Tuesday, huh?
Okay, I got a few questions for you.
All right.
When you're talking about June 1st changing the radio.
Yes.
Does that mean that you're going to have the jukebox on 7 days a week?
Yes.
Good. I don't have to go back to my CDs all the time.
See, there you go. There you go. Okay, this is what's going to be happening. As of Saturday morning at midnight, KCMD, the call signs change to KBGX. So it's KBXG, the jukebox, KBXG. And it's adult classics format. So you're going to hear all great oldies, everything like that. And it will continue, though, to carry my talk show in the morning. So 6 to 9, I'll still be doing mornings, you know, Monday through Friday. And Saturday morning, 10 to noon, Stan Mapolsky with the Rogue Gardener will still be on. Other than that, it's going to be classic hits, oldies all around that. Other than that, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I still have my CDs, though, from then.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We still have some CDs. Nothing wrong with having CDs. And, you know, I got to send you a computer just so you can digitize that. Then you can get an internet connection and then hassle me via email. You want to do that?
That would be cool.
Bet you'd like that. Hey, someone give me a free. By the way, I'm just kidding with you, Gene, all right? I don't have a free computer to give you, but I'll get around to something, okay? All right. So that's what's happening with 99.3. And by the way, KMED is going to be on an additional frequency a little bit later on this week. We'll be on 105.9 FM for Grants Pass, and that will cover the city of Grants Pass starting a little bit later this week. Okay?
Well, I will try, hopefully, get that channel. But my next question is, that judge that threw the tantrum in New York, is there any way to get him disbarred so that he'd lose his job?
I imagine there could be a methodology for this, but remember, it's New York, so the answer is probably no, okay? They like him just as crazy as he is right now. He's a politically useful judge, okay?
Yeah, politically useful for the same reason our veterans or our armed forces died, fighting communism.
All right, yep, and we're fighting communism right at home right now, Gene. Appreciate the call. 770-563-3646. Good morning. Hi. KMED, KCMD. Who's this?
It's Joel at the Iron Gate.
Hey, Joel. What's going on at the Iron Gate today?
Oh, well, we're just analyzing what was previously said by the other callers, and I thought maybe we could add to the name of Memorial Day and call it Freedom Remembrance Memorial. You know, so Freedom Day. Because, I mean, without these guys laying down their lives, we wouldn't be here. We'd speak in German.
It's an interesting way of looking at that. So Freedom Remembrance Day. At first, when you're saying Freedom Remembrance Day, it's almost like, well, freedom is gone. Arguably, it's certainly under attack right now. There's no doubt about that. But that's an interesting way of looking at it. Thanks, Joel. 770-5633. Let me go to the next line. It's open phones on this Tuesday morning. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Yeah, Ron Grants Pass.
Hi, Ron. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to gripe a lot about the people who are trying to change America. America is here. It's unique in the world forever. And our rights are protected by ourselves. And I'm sick and tired of people trying to use this as some kind of a breeding ground for socialists, Marxists, where history has proven, according to the Epoch Times, that hundreds of millions of people have been killed under tyrannical leaderships of various kinds throughout the centuries.
Well, you have to understand, though, those people that are wanting these tyrannical government systems who have been hard at work here for a long, long time. Team Freedom has allowed them to take the power, you know, frankly, and that's to our discredit, I would dare say.
The Constitution is very clear, and our founding fathers, through their historical reference of things that have happened in the past, good and bad to others in the world, have pointed out a very true and good way of operating. We don't need anybody to come in, so can or anybody else to try to change the system. The system works fine if you everybody abides by their moral and ethical life and respects other people's rights and property. We don't need any socialist Marxist crapola being stuffed down our throat. Those guys want to go do that. They can go to another nation that this already exists in, and they can just promote that there.
I don't know if the state of Oregon isn't a pretty good breeding ground for what they're pushing, though, here. So I wouldn't sell them short about it. I mean, I agree with your sentiment there, Ron. I mean, I agree, except that everything about the Constitution and everything about the law of our land, so to speak, none of it is self-executing. And it takes a moral people ever vigilant. And I would dare say that Team Constitution has been pretty much asleep for most of my lifetime. Would you agree or disagree on that?
You're very right. Unfortunately, our schooling systems, our parents, for their children, have not been instituting the knowledge that our founding fathers put forth to protect their own rights and property and to train their children to protect other people's rights and property and to minimize the effect of government, those who have least amount of government.
Yeah. Well, Marxism, which has arguably been on the ascent here for quite some time in the United States, is a pretty bloodthirsty regime, but it sounds so good. It sounds so good because, everybody gets according to what they need, and you put in what you can, I guess. And that's very appealing for a lot of people. 10 before 7. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning.
Deplorable Patrick here, Bill. Am I on with you?
Deplorable Patrick, you are on. Good morning.
Hey, I hate to be serious, so I won't. The other day I heard you mention that as a disc jockey, you weren't that crazy about music from the 70s and 80s. And I thought it was the best time. I want to get your opinion of my favorite group of all time.
Okay, let me... I think you misheard a little bit of what I said.
Okay.
Actually, I am a child of the 70s, so it's like for me, my favorite music is of the 1970s as a rule, late 60s and 1970s. That's my favorite core. I was a disc jockey, though, through the 1980s before switching things out, and I can't exactly say that I'm as fond of the 1980s music. It was a little tinny, a little synthesizer poppy thing. It wasn't just my favorite trend, but there were some things I liked about it, but it's just not my favorite. That's all.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I want to get your opinion about ELO. I think they were the best of all.
Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne. Boy, I'll tell you. You know, the funny thing is that you don't really hear a lot of ELO, even in the classic hits and all these things now. It's just, you know, like Evil Woman, you'll hear that, stuff like that.
And various ones. But, in fact, Last Train to London, you hear. But I don't think they got nearly the attention that they should have. Although, if you look on the YouTube now, when they did concerts, they had massive crowds showing up. And, lost my train of thought, but, I know what I was going to say. If you want to hear their good stuff, you're not going to hear it on the radio.
Yeah.
You have to buy
it. What is your favorite ELO song? Because if I had to pick out one off the top of my head, it would be a Telephone Line, which you never hear. And of course, don't even know what a telephone line is today, but you know, but back then I liked Telephone Line.
There are too many to pick from, too many choices. I should have thought of that before I picked up the phone. But you're right, I was going to say Telephone Line, but you said it first.
Oh, okay.
The beautiful thing is they weren't like other groups where they would rehash songs they'd done before. They came up with stuff that was always so different from what they'd done before.
And think about what Jeff Lynne did with his career after he really wasn't doing much with ELO. As a record producer, he produced some of Tom Petty's best work. He also did the Traveling Wilburys. Remember that one with
Roy Orbison in it?
Oh, yeah. Bob Dylan and Tom Petty and, of course, himself. And just a great body of work. Absolutely. DP, thanks for the musical interlude, okay? Appreciate
I'm glad
that.
You're putting out this new station. I'll be listening.
All right. I look forward to it. And by the way, we will have that streamed online, too, wherever you happen to be, okay? And KBXG, The Jukebox. And that'll be starting Saturday at about midnight, and we'll get that rolling. We'll still have our talk show. I'll still be doing the talk show, morning show, during the week on KBXG. But also Stay on the Road Gardener, Saturdays 10 to noon. But other than that, it's music, music, music there.
30 and 40 degree swings? Welcome to spring in Southern Oregon. This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. As soon as the weather hits the 80 degree and above mark, our phones start ringing off the hook and people can hardly wait a day to get in. Wouldn't it be better to take care of any air conditioning issues you have before the real heat hits? Schedule your appointment now and stay cool later. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made Iron Bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-4214. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-4214. That's 800-575-4214.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
6:55. I am pounding coffee down like mad trying to get going here. This is a challenge I'm having this morning. And I have to blame one of our cats, Chester. Told you how Chester, of course, is thinning out, having trouble eating. And, you know, we've got some Dynovite on the way. We've been doing all sorts of other things. Linda and I have been doing such yeoman's work trying to figure out how to get some calories into him and to keep him gaining weight. But still, at night, we still have to put him away in the laundry room where they have their beds, because this is what we've done with these cats ever since they've been little kittens, because they don't behave well when you leave them out at nighttime with no adult supervision. They're both feral cats, Matt and Chester. And so Chester has figured out that all he has to do is scratch the laundry door. And it's just one of those cheap, you know, hollow core doors that, you know, interior one. He starts scratching that thing, and it causes such a racket that at some point you get up and you let him out and you give him some food and you turn on his heating pad so he has a place to go sit down. And so Linda and I both realized that we had created this monster. And so we were saying, nope, we're going to ignore this. We're going to ignore this. Ignore it, ignore it. We're going to ignore the cat that is scratching on the door. We're not going to let him out. We're not going to allow him to train us that. Well, it was 2:30 this morning. Linda, of course, is already in bed. She's asleep, and she's learned to ignore it. She's a heavier sleeper than me, and I can't. I'm hearing the scratching, and all of a sudden I wake up, like, straight out of it. I think I fell asleep last night at 10 o'clock. It was a late night for me. And so the cat's scratching, and it's like, okay, I'm going to be good like Linda, and I'm going to ignore this. And so I ignored it, and he kept scratching about every 5 or 6 minutes, but it's sort of became half-hearted, and then finally he stopped. But then that was when my radio turned on and it was time to get up. So that's so my apologies if I'm just a little bit behind the eight ball this morning cognitively. I'm coming there, but I'm just downing the caffeine big time. Let me go to Michael Shaw. Hey, Michael, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind, huh? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to give you the perfect definition of anti-Semitism that came across my news feed this morning.
Okay, and so what was that? I'd be curious to hear it. Go ahead.
Well, we have hundreds of thousands of college-age kids in a federal administration, as well as, 140 countries slamming Israel for defending themselves and trying to get their hostages back. But we hear nary a peep about Russia dropping two guided bombs on a grocery store and a garden center in the Ukraine this morning, killing I don't know how many people. There's no military benefit to bombing a grocery store and a garden center, but there's nothing being said about it. That is anti-Semitism.
Is it anti-Semitism or is it, you know, I don't know if I'm quite with you on it. And here's why. I think part of it is that, I mean, what Putin did was obviously bad. Okay, now I'll agree with you on this. Of course, that is a hot war. It is well known. War is a nasty situation. But we don't have any money. You know, we're not sending Vlad the bombs to do the killing, right? And I think where the and you know how the college kids are right now. Everything is viewed through who's the bigger bully, who's the oppressor, and who's the oppressed, right? You know how that's the way they look at the world this way, right, Michael? Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I can agree with you on who's the bigger bully in any situation.
Yeah, and whether it's right or not, they look at Israel as the bully. They look at Israel as the bully. Now, I'm not agreeing with this. Okay, just understand. I'm just trying to, you know, flesh out the line of thinking here, and also, we sent Israel several billion dollars worth of aid. So I think the way they're looking at it is then we have the ability or the right to be able to sort of dictate the terms of the Grand Stream funding, I guess, is kind of what they're looking at. Would you agree that's kind of how it's looked at in many cases?
Well, in one part, but I'll throw another curveball at you.
Okay.
I think they don't say anything bad about or negative about Putin doing what he does, because he's the example of the socialist countries that they want to turn the U.S. into.
Hmm. That's an interesting way of looking at that. I'll have to consult my pillow tonight about that. Hopefully the cat will let me sleep, okay? All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. 770-5633. Michael on the road, we always appreciate hearing you. Ron Smith's here. Hey, Ron, how are you doing today? Welcome.
I'm good, Bill. So here we go again. Now we're going to get the new version of the wildfire risk map. They're holding what they call public hearings, but it's really not a chance to get your questions answered. There's going to be a series of meetings coming up. There'll be 7 to 9, Redmond, starting in Redmond, LaGrange, Central Point, Grants Pass, Klamath Falls, and the Dalles.
Who is putting on these meetings, Ron? Do you know?
It's the state. State of Oregon, once again, is going to shove Senate Bill 762 down the property owners' throats, whether they like it or not.
Boy, that is the gift that Senator Golden just keeps giving, right? Kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Pam Marsh is part of that, too. And here we go again. A chance to listen to their program and have them tell you like it is instead of getting some opportunity for some real comments and inputs. We fought this before. They didn't go back to the drawing board, and now they're coming back with this new map and a revision of this law. But it's really still dreadful no matter what they do.
What has actually happened since that time? I haven't really paid much attention to the mapping situation since the original outrage rippled through the state.
The legislature went back to the drawing board, and they changed a few things. The appeal process has changed. They're changing some of the classifications. They're going from 5 down to 3 now. And they're not calling it a risk map. They're calling it a hazard map. But that doesn't change a darn thing about it. They can change all the labels they want. But the problem is, it still is a direct attack on your property rights. You are forced to do all these things on your property at your own cost or face fees or fines. So I want the people to be aware of these meetings coming up. The ones for us are going to be in Grants Pass. That's Thursday, June 20th at the Grants Pass High School, 7 to 9 p.m.
So we have it'll be 3 weeks from Thursday then, right, for that meeting?
Right.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll have to do then, and you have my email address. Could you send me the list of those meetings here, and we'll continue to bang the gong on your behalf for this? Okay.
And there's an opportunity to make comment, but you can't do it at the meeting. You have to do it online. And I'll send you that information, Bill.
All right.
Because people need to get involved in this. This is going to be dreadful for us in the rural communities, especially here in Merlin and Grants Pass and Jackson County and outlying areas. It's a bad deal.
All right, very good. Hey, Ron, appreciate the call.
I'll forward it to you, Bill.
All right, thank you very much. 770-563. Actually, hold the calls here for right now because we'll break for town hall news, and then Mark Seligman will join me. We'll kick things around with him, and then Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschinger, Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts will be in, and we'll be talking about the jet boat hearings along with other things. They're looking for a lot of community input, and boy, if you are not at the table, you're on the menu, okay? We'll have all of that coming up.